Welcome to the Christian Business Concepts with your host, Harold Milby. Christian Business Concepts is dedicated to guiding companies and business owners in becoming effective, efficient, and successful through God's Word and godly principles. Now, here's your host, Harold Milby.
Welcome, everyone, to this week's Christian Business Concepts podcast. I'm so glad you downloaded this episode. I know you're used to hearing your host, Harold Milby, but he has asked me to discuss today's topic. I'm Mimi Milby and work with Harold at CBC. As you've probably figured out, I'm Harold's wife, and I count it a privilege to be able to have this discussion with you today. As you hear Harold say every week, I hope you are encouraged, enlightened, and empowered by today's podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with three or four other people you feel will be encouraged by it and help us build the CBC community as we are on our way to reaching 1 million people who really want to have true godly success in their life. Harold wanted me to let you know he will be back in next week, and he especially wanted me to give a big shout out to a new country who has begun downloading this podcast in the last month. Thanks to all of you in the island country of Tonga in the Polynesian region of the world. Welcome to the CBC family. Well, let's jump in to today's topic that I'm really excited to discuss with you. I'm going to be sharing with you about growing up spiritually in Jesus and how this can affect the workplace in a positive way. Growing up spiritually helps us during times of tension, stress, tough times, and yes, even conflict with others. I'm certain we have all experienced one or more of these issues. Growing up spiritually will actually help us for ourselves. Realize that our growing up spiritually is not a guarantee that others will change because we can't control other people. However, it's for our own benefit, and it will in turn help us in our relationships, whether it be in business, church, at home, or friendships. It teaches us to evaluate ourselves. Growing up spiritually causes us to be a great influencer as we lead by godly character, by Christ-likeness, versus leading by position. A place of position, folks, in leadership does not necessarily equal a great leader. Let me say that again. A place of position in leadership does not necessarily equal a great leader. Godly leadership is a greater influence than position. Godly leadership is a greater influencer than position. Godly leadership reflects spiritual maturity. In the book of Romans, chapter 14, in the Passion Translation, it says in verse 18, serving the Anointed One by walking in the kingdom realities, that is righteousness, peace, and joy in the realm of the Holy Spirit, and this pleases God. And then pay close attention to this next part of the verse. It earns the respect of others. Verse 19, so then, make it your top priority to live a life of peace with harmony in your relationship. This, folks, includes the workplace. There's no differentiation between living a spiritually mature life in the home, the church, business, or in your friendships. We are to be Christians, Christ-like, wherever we are. And you may be saying to yourself right now, I know all of this, but tell me how to grow up spiritually and what actually is spiritual maturity. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 in the Passion's translation, Paul's talking to the Corinthian people and instructing them to grow up to be spiritually mature. Let's look at what it is to be spiritually immature first. Sometimes we have to find out what something is not in order to evaluate ourselves and say, yeah, I don't want to be like that. I really do want to be spiritually mature. So, spiritual immaturity in Christ is to be dominated by the mindset of the flesh. The old man, the carnal man, the old worldly way of conducting ourselves before we knew Christ. So as a believer and follower of Christ, Paul says to ask yourself. Now, let's word it for nowadays. Take inventory of yourself. Not to condemn yourself, but to evaluate your character and your way of living as to press into the Holy Spirit to help us take on Christ-likeness. So Paul says in verse 3, so ask yourselves, as a person, as a leader, a business person, is there jealousy among you? Do you quarrel like children and end up taking sides? Do you compare yourself with others? If so, this proves you are living your lives centered on yourself. Then come divisions in the workplace, just like the division came into the church. And folks, this is spiritual immaturity. So, we don't want to be a part of the problem as God's people, as business leaders. Evaluate yourself first before pointing fingers at others. If there's conflict, ask the Lord for wisdom and be willing to allow the Lord to correct you if need be. Every leader should take time to evaluate themselves. After sharing what spiritual immaturity is, now let's take a look at spiritual maturity and how we get there. We get there by growing up in love. If your decision is to grow up spiritually in Christ, then it's going to take place by growing in the love of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1, Paul says, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire love. Make it your aim, your great quest. That's the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. In Ephesians 4 and verse 15, it says, God wants us to grow up, to know the whole truth and tell it in love, like Christ in everything. Then Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, which is called the love chapter, when I was a child, and I just want to insert here in the Greek, that word child means immature Christian or a babe. That brings a whole different light to this verse. When I was a child, when I was an immature Christian, I thought like a child, an immature Christian. I reasoned like a child, an immature Christian. Now that I have become a man, Paul says, I am done with childish, immature Christian ways, and I've set them aside. In the Passion version, it says, when I was a child, I spoke about childish, immature Christian matters. For I saw things like an immature Christian, a child. And I reasoned like an immature Christian, a child. But the day came when I matured. Paul was saying he matured by growing up in love. He said he set aside his childish ways. Folks, on the way to spiritual maturity, our first step after being born again is to make a choice to set aside childish immaturities in our spiritual growth, to set aside those ways of being dominated by the mind, that mindset of the flesh, the old carnal way. If we don't want to grow up spiritually and we enjoy being dominated by the flesh, the bottom line is we just won't grow up. You know, I as a kid, I used to think that love was weak. I thought that it was just roll over, let people walk all over you. And I just saw love as weak. But after I was born again, and I began to learn of the Lord, and I began to learn of his strength and how he has put Christ in me, that I can grow up to be just like Jesus in this world, because the Bible says we can, folks. I begin to see how strong love really is. Love is not weak. God is love, and in him is no weakness. There's strength in love. There's power in love. There's compassion in love. There's honesty, truth telling. And folks, as God's people, we're supposed to speak truthful one to another and not lie to each other. There's integrity in love. There's grace and mercy. And there's so much more that we can say, those awesome, wonderful attributes of God. Love changes our mind about God himself. And it gives us the willingness to allow the Lord to change us by allowing the fruit of the Spirit to manifest in our lives. But the choice is ours to allow his love to change us and to grow us up spiritual maturity, but we have to want it. Years ago, I had to confront a man in the workplace. He had allowed his position to more or less give him the big head and to mistreat others with harsh words. He became very negative and condemning of others. He would yell and demand things from them, and it was becoming unbearable for them to work in that environment. As these workers came and brought to my attention these matters, I knew that I had to confront the man. My initial reaction, to be honest with you, was not to do it in spiritual maturity. I wanted to respond in that old childish manner, that mindset dominated by the world. I remember talking to Harold about it, and because it is a good thing to seek godly counsel and advice when we are in those situations. And Harold said, "Mimi, you know you cannot address this unless you do it in love." And I knew he was right. So I immediately went to prayer, asking the Lord to give me the words, the wisdom, and to allow the fruit of the Spirit to flow through me. So I met with the man. I addressed the issue straightforward and shared with him that I understood the frustration that can come when you lead people and they don't seem to be getting behind the vision of the company, that they don't seem to take it as serious as you do in the workplace. The guy's heart was in the right place, folks, but his actions weren't. I explained to him that with his anger and his negative words, he's tearing people down. Confront the wrong things, I shared with him. But as a leader, there's still a way that we can do it and allow those people to come away with their dignity still intact. We need to let people know when we confront tough issues that they're still valuable. Just like the Heavenly Father finds us valuable when we do wrong. We need to come away having confronted conflict with the attitude of, I want to replicate Godlike character, even if those people aren't born again. They can see Jesus in me and replicate maturity in that employee. And also to address conflict as change. Just like you as a leader must evaluate yourself and what mindset you're being subservient to so you can help your employees to change by the way you lead them. After the meeting was over, the man came to me and said, you know, I've never had anybody share with me what you just shared. I usually start flying off the mouth when I'm told that I didn't handle things in the correct way. But you approached me in a different way. He said, I especially have a difficult time receiving anything from a woman. But I received what you said because you did it differently. And that blessed me as well, because it let me see that I'm not for certain right offhand where the scripture is, but the Lord says he doesn't see Jew or Greek or Gentile. He doesn't see male or female. He sees us as his people. He sees us as his people. And this man didn't focus that I was a woman. He focused on what he was hearing. It was God through me, folks. It wasn't my first response to handle it that way, but I chose spiritual maturity, the way of love. I was blessed with the way things turned out. Likewise, the workers and the man himself came away being edified. All came away stronger, built up, edified, not torn down. He came away encouraged that he himself had the ability to make his own necessary changes within himself. He came away hopeful and determined as his behavior and attitude had changed. I learned something that day and I grew up. Folks, it has been such a pleasure to be with you today. I hope that this has been helpful to you. And I'd like to pray with you. Father, I thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for growing us up as your people. I thank you, Father, for we are alive in you at such a time as this. And we give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. And I thank you again, people, for being a part of the CBC community. And be sure to write us going to www.christianbusinessconcepts.org and clicking on the Contact Us form. We'd love to hear from you. That's all the time we have for today. So until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord and he wants to bless you.
Thank you for tuning into this week's Christian Business Concepts podcast. Go to christianbusinessconcepts.com for more information and resources. Be sure to check out other podcasts that will help you take your business and your personal life to a whole new level of success.